Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Russian Tim Show, and this is a band called Tightwire, and they're asking you a question. Are you listening? Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is 101.9 FM, also available through the magic of the internet at the website, which is entitled CITR.ca. My name is Russian Tim, and this program is also called Russian Tim Show. Welcome. I have been absent with some live episodes for quite some time, since to be precise, February 24th, Russia started invasion on Ukraine. It was a little bit tough time mentally. It's still going on. It's still tough time. But I wasn't really excited to do the radio show. I wasn't excited to do a radio show under the name Rocket from Russia. I took a break, but now I'm back, hopefully temporarily, with a new name, Russian Tim Show. But a new name, same ideas, punk rock music, new international and local. This is how it's going to be. Thursdays 9 to 10 a.m. Hopefully every week, live on CITR with new episodes, with new punk rock music, with new celebration of local great scene, and with the same accent and broken English by the host. I just started the show with a song by the band called Tightwire, and that was a song called Are You Listening? All right, let's keep playing music. That's what I'm here for, and let's play some new music. I will start with a band called Body Jar. They're from Australia, and they have a new record, and they have a new good song, which is called Surrender. Let's do it. Let's enjoy. Let's listen to punk rock music. Here we go. This band is called Body Jar. This song is called Surrender. You listen to CITR Russian Tim Show.
Drops like a falling tree, and we can't lift this burden anymore. She closed her bank account, replaced her tires and brakes, told no one of her plan of going away. Waited for her husband to fall asleep, then left her wedding ring next to the kitchen sink.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and I played you a block of great new music. Hopefully that was fun for the listeners of CITR. Let's go over the songs which I played for you. The opening track was by the band called Body Jar from Australia. And that was a song called Surrender from their new album called New Rituals. I think that's one of my favorite songs from this year, but it doesn't really matter as long as you enjoyed it. Then I played you a new song from one of my favorite bands of all time. They're called Snuff. They're from UK. They released an album with an absolutely ridiculous title. It's in Italian, and it includes about 18 songs. 18 words in the album title in Italian. I'm not gonna pronounce, but it's the new Snuff album, and the song we heard was called One of Those Days.
Oof, and I picked an interesting block of songs because the next band is called Kumpfsprit. That's just the name of the band. They're from Germany. They have a new album as well. I don't know how to pronounce them. I think it's probably an abbreviation of some sorts. But the song was called Foam auf Genwischer zum Millenar. Good. Then we heard a band with an easy pronunciation and the easy title. They're called The Flatliners. They just celebrated 20 years of existence and they played an amazing show at the Rickshaw last week. It was really, really good fun to see a band, Canadian band. They're young guys still. They're like in their 30s, but because they started the band so early, I believe at the age of 15 or something like that. So that's why they already hit the 20-year anniversary mark. They released a new album called New Ruin, and we heard a song called Rat King. And then we heard a band from New York, After the Fall, with a song called Adios Amigo, and the final track was by Dan Vapid and the Cheats, and that was a song called Run Away Chain. That was a block of new music. I hope that was fun, and let's keep moving. As I said, nothing changes with the show. The idea of the show remains the same, new international and local music, and we're gonna focus on local music. The band called Balkan Schmalkan, one of my favorite bands in the city, is releasing the brand new album this week. They will be playing an album release show at the Fortune Sound Club this Saturday, September 17th. It's an early show, and they will play with bands Mingva and Dirty Billows. This is gonna be super, super fun. Balkan Schmalkan, they have a brand new album. This album, like I said, comes out this Saturday. How about we take a look and hear one song which is not released yet? It's a big radio world premiere from Balkan Schmalkan. This song is called, let me try this, Obrizm Perela? Hopefully, yeah, somewhat, I hope we pronounce. So let's do it. Balkan Schmalkan celebrating the release of new album this Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club. And this is a song from their new album. I'm not gonna butcher the pronunciation again.
Yeah.
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR, and this is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket Frog. Oh, see, that's the first mistake. I'm going to make this mistake many times. This is Russian Tim Show, that's a new name, and we just heard a band called Balkan Schmalkan from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and they are releasing a brand new album which is called Weapons Grade Euphorium, and that's that was a song called Obrezim Perela. The album release show is this Saturday at the Fortune Salad Club. It's an early show. Balkan Schmalkan playing with Mingva, Dirty Belows, and obviously they're headlining. The doors are at 6:30, and it's an early show which will be wrapped up by 9:30. And we had some technical difficulties, but I hopefully have the leader of Balkan Schmalkan, Ashton Sweet, on the line right now on the phone. Sweet, can you hear me? And hopefully the listeners can hear us as well. Listeners, can you talk a little bit?
I'm talking on the radio, hopefully.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So maybe people can hear me.
Well, I hope the listeners can hear us, and I hope you can hear me. Perfect. All right. First of all, congratulations on the brand new release by Balkan Schmalkan, Weapons Grade Euphorium. This is a fantastic album. I listened to it a few times. It's not out yet. I have insider's information from yourself, and you sent me the album, and I absolutely love the record. Of people who listen to the band and people who see you live, they see, oh, this is so fun. This is like brass band. It's like you're so energetic on stage. But they don't know how much history and how much interesting facts and like how much the history probably would be is behind those songs. Could you please talk a little bit in general how Balkan Schmalkan chooses the material for their new music?
A lot of it is traditional material. Some of this music dates back over 100 years, but it's also still a living tradition. So some of what kind of falls under traditional music within this genre is only 30 or 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And we mostly play what our audience wants to hear, which to those that don't know about Balkan music, it's anything. But sometimes when people from Serbia, Macedonia are nearby, and they're like, oh, can you play this song? Usually we'll play whatever they request. And if we don't know it, we look it up and learn it later. So we're kind of like a live band jukebox. We just play what everyone wants to hear.
And that's why you're so great. Could you please tell also the story? I know that you know a lot history and a lot of about Balkan music, but I know the cool story how you learned about that. Could you please share this?
So I learned of the music from another band called Orkestar Slivovica. And that band was literally one of the band leader was at work one day. I think he was like roofing, and on the radio, he heard a song that he'd never heard anything like it before. And that was a Boban Markovic song. And he had to like stop work and like, what am I listening to, and look it up and try and find it. And he was just so enthralled that he started a band. He learned the saxophone from scratch to play this music. And a couple of years into that band, I joined, and I'd also never heard of the music. But now, 13 years later, here I am.
And that's your life.
Running an orchestra of my own.
Perfect, yeah. Talk a little bit about like the members of the band, because it's a rotating cast of superstars, in my opinion. How do you, like, I know that it's so hard to manage, because pretty much everyone in the band, they are participating in some other projects. And when you have a show, you're pretty much trying to see who is available and how does it work. Could you please talk a little bit about that behind the scenes? Because I talk to friends who come see Balkan Schmalkan, and then they're like, okay, so how many is it going to be of them today? Is it going to be 12 or 17?
the smallest we'll play with is six. It's been a while, though. We're almost like an all-star band. Yeah, everyone's in other projects, which is partly by design, because no brass player is dedicated to a single band. We're all so versatile, we play in everything. And so the band is, by design, bigger than it needs to be, so that if I'm missing eight members, as long as I've got the right six to however many, we can perform. Which, the other upside to that, it kind of guarantees that no two shows are ever the same. For better or worse, as that may be. Everyone, you know, every human, every musician is different. They all bring a different flavor, and it's a little bit like cooking. Some days you have the best soup, and other days it's still pretty good, but it's always different. It's always good. Booking can be interesting. I've got like minimums of what instruments in each section I need, and it's really funny to watch. Sometimes it switches. Sometimes it's all low brass and like one trumpet, and other times it switches. There's no low brass, and it's all five, six trumpets. It's always different, but we always make sure we've got enough of everything to play.
And it's always a super fun show. Like that, I can guarantee that. You've mentioned that members play in different bands. You also play in quite a few different bands. What would be your record of playing a number of shows in a given day, or maybe all over a weekend?
So over a weekend, I used to play at a festival called Artswells Festival. Most every year for about 10 years. And there was one year that I was at the festival and like four or five of my bands had gotten in. And while I was there, also other bands asked me to play with them. And so I kept count along with my drummer from another band, High Society, because we were kind of in this competition with ourselves. And we both hit 23 sets of music over a weekend.
Whoa, 23. That's like almost a set every 2 hours.
Pretty much. It was. I also play different instruments, so it wasn't just booking it to one place. Whether it was, okay, I got to run and grab the tuba now, ditch the sax. Okay, I got to grab the trumpet and run across town because it's a spread out little festival. It's not all just one stage.
Wow, 20. I mean,
they usually have like a dozen stages.
Wow, this is amazing. All right, so. The show, the album release show for the album Weapons Grade Euphorium is this Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club. You are playing with Mingva and Dirty Belows. This is going to be super, super fun. I really encourage everyone who doesn't have any plans early on Saturday evening to come out on Fortune Sound Club. The tickets online are $20. At the door, $25. It's going to be 3 hours of super fun music, as you heard the previous track, and we'll play a couple more by the bands which are playing. This is going to be super, super fun. You can dance from, let's say, 6:30 to 9:30, and then do whatever you wish. You can go home or you can continue party. The options are available for everyone involved. I think that's good. I think that was great. Congratulations, Sweet, on the brand new album comes out this Saturday, Weapons Grade Euphorium, and thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for wonderful, wonderful, super fun and amazing music.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for being on the album.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, I was going to play. How about we play a song which is called Disco Boy, where I was an invited guest to participate in this wonderful super track.
Yeah, and we love having you every time.
Likewise, the love is very, very mutual. Thank you so much, Sweet. Congratulations again on the album. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you on Saturday at the album release show at Fortune Sound Club. We're going to dance, we're going to sing, we're going to party, and this is going to be super, super fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you there.
Thank you so much, Sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Ashton Sweet from Balkan Shmalkan. This song is called Disco Boy from the new album by Balkan Shmalkan. Weapons Grade Euphorium is the name of the album. We'll be right back.
white, dancing couples everywhere. I take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you dancing too. Your hips are shaking and I don't know what to do. I wanna talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, I'm so shy.
Hello, 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 you're listening to Russian Tim Show, and that was Balkan Shmalkan, a song called Disco Boy from their new album called Weapons Grade Euphorium. That was a super fun song by Balkan Shmalkan. I usually sometimes come out to sing this song with them, and I was lucky to be part of this recording and to sing this wonderful super fun song on this album. And we will obviously perform this song and the rest of the songs from Weapons Grade Euphorium on Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club, where Balkan Shmalkan will celebrate the release of their brand new album Weapons Grade Euphorium. Balkan Shmalkan are playing, also two local bands playing, Mingva and Dirty Belows. And how about we hear songs about those two bands as well, so you can get the full flavor of what to expect on Saturday night at the venue, which is called Fortune Sound Club. Let's do it. This is Dirty Belows with I think this in English it's called the word mashup. I don't think it's mashup, but it's kind of a mixture, medley or something like that, of super fun song. The title track for this one is called Final Frog Bonita, so let's check it out. Super fun band. Again, I very highly recommend if you like fun music and dancing. You listen to Rocket. This is ingrained in my brain. I have to say, you're listening to Rush and Tim Show, and this is Dirty Belows. playing at the Fortune Sound Club this Saturday.
Mueve.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Russian Tim Show on CITR. First episode back doing live shows in a while. I'm excited to be here. Hopefully you are enjoying and enjoyed the show. I played you two songs by two local bands, which we'll be playing this Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club. The first track was by Dirty Belows. That was Final Frog Bonita from their release, which is called Life at Franklin Studio. And then we heard a band called Mingva. That was a song called La Rumba de Kingsway from their album called Van Cumbia Ambush. Balkan Schmalkan, Dirty Belows, and Mingva playing this Saturday at the Fortune Sound Club. Like I said, it's an early show. The music, the doors are at 6:30. We will be done by 9:30. So it will be 2.5 hours of fun, entertaining, energetic dancing music. And after that, you have the whole Saturday evening to yourself. And you have so many different options how you can spend it. But I think it will be a fun idea if you come and dance with us. This is it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the feedback. That was great. I will be back next Thursday 9 to 10 with more local, international and new punk rock music. And to wrap it up, I will play the song by the Hot Water Music. They are playing tonight at the venue called Vogue. They play in a show. The show has been moved, I think, 2 times already. But finally, Hot Water Music are here. They're going to play a show. And I will finish this episode of the program with a song by Hot Water Music, which is called State of Grace. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you on Saturday at the venue, which is called Fortune Sound Club for Balkan Schmalkan Album Release Show. And this is Hot Water Music, State of Grace. Thank you. Bye-bye. Not shy away from the fact that I'm sick. You're too tired to stand this. It all seems contagious. I know if you went back that old, can't say it feels not enough. Skip a beat in this motion sickness. I'd second that emotion. Is gone.